Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says the unrest in the country is in fact a confrontation between the nation and its enemies. Assad says Syria's enemies are plotting to divide the nation along a sectarian line. He reiterated that Damascus has always been open to dialogue, but the West is blocking the road to peaceful solution. Syria's foreign-backed opposition has rejected President Bashar al-Assad's initiative, peace initiative, that is, the opposition national coalition says Assad's latest speech was directed against efforts for a diplomatic solution to the ongoing crisis. The European Union has also rejected the initiative, saying Assad must step down to allow for political transition. Iran's parliament speaker says countries supporting terrorist groups in Syria are responsible for the continued bloodshed there. Ali Larijani says steps taken by those countries to weaken Damascus will create security challenges to the region. He made the comments during a meeting with the Syrian deputy foreign minister in Tehran. People in Turkey are out to protest the deployment of NATO missile system on Turkish soil. Thousands in the city of Gaziantep condemn the presence of U.S. troops in their city. This comes as Germany prepares to ship Patriot missile batteries to Turkey in the coming days. British Prime Minister David Cameron says that UK is ready to use military force to keep the Falkland Islands, also known as the Malvinas. Cameron's threat comes after Buenos Aires slammed London for occupying the islands. Argentina demands Britain hand over the territory. At least 10 people have been killed in twin bomb blasts in southern Afghanistan. The explosions targeted a government building in Kandahar province, where a tribal meeting was underway. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. Kandahar is one of Afghanistan's most violent provinces. The Egyptian president has reshuffled his cabinet amid an economic crisis and ahead of talks with the International Monetary Fund. 10 new ministers, including a new finance minister, have taken the oath of office. IMF officials will be visiting Cairo on Monday to discuss a nearly $5 billion loan. Fires are raging across the Australian island state of Tasmania for a fourth straight day. The record high heat wave has stranded thousands of people and destroyed at least 100 homes. Thousands remain in evacuation centers as dozens of bushfires continue to burn out of control.